Public News Service Monday, December 22nd, 2025 afternoon update. I'm Joe Ullery. Health advocates in Georgia are warning that federal policy changes tied to House Resolution 1 combined with the scheduled expiration of enhanced premium tax credits at the end of 2025 could sharply reduce access to health care across the state.
A new analysis commissioned by the Georgia Health Initiative estimates nearly 492,000 Georgians could become uninsured, while the state could lose about $5.4 billion in federal revenue by 2034. Natalie Crawford is founder and executive director of Georgia First. She says Georgia's already high uninsured rate leaves the state especially vulnerable as these federal changes move forward.
Nearly 100,000 Georgians in rural communities across the state are going to lose health care coverage. And that's on top of the 1.3 million Georgians who already lack. Georgia is going to be uniquely harmed by the combination of these cuts in H.R. 1 and the expiration of the enhanced premium tax credits.
The Georgia Health Initiative report finds that most people enrolled in Georgia Access currently rely on enhanced premium tax credits. She and Tia Hudson reporting.
West Virginia's Air Quality Board has until February 2nd to rule on an appeal for a natural gas plant permit in Tucker County. Local environmental groups have appealed the permit, arguing little information about its emissions and public health impacts were provided for public review. Nikki Forrester, a spokesperson for the group Tucker United, says experts recently testified to the board, arguing the plant's emissions will fluctuate dramatically.
This permit application was submitted in a way to make it look like the emissions are going to have far less of an impact on our community than they actually are going to.
The Virginia-based company Fundamental Data LLC is proposing to build the plant alongside a data center near Davis. Opponents of the project say the plant will emit toxic chemicals with known harms to human health. Supporters say the plant could bring jobs to the region. Hunters and anglers treasure Alaska's vast outdoors for its beauty and bounty, but many fear for the future of the state's public lands. Mark Richardson reports.
Christy Hoyne, who lives in southeast Alaska, a lifelong outdoors enthusiast, focuses primarily on salmon fishing. Hoyne manages programs for Defenders of Wildlife. She says she learned to fish by spending time with her father and grandfather and values the memories and stewardship that were passed down to her.
I don't think that I would even be where I am today if it wasn't for my background in fishing, because it really revolutionized my experience with the landscape.
This is Public News Service. Arkansas lawmakers passed a law earlier this year to address the sale of illegal vape products. Frida Ross has more.
Act 590 targets single-use disposal and e-liquid products that contain nicotine. Under the law, vendors can only sell products on a registry approved by Arkansas Tobacco Control. Retired ATF Assistant Director Rich Marianos says the FDA is cracking down on vaping products entering the country from China.
In the last 5 years, over 1,000% increase in young adults using these vapes because of the social media and the marketing.
The law also prohibits retailers from marketing vape products in ways that target children. A survey from Communities United for Smart Policy shows 73% of parents agree that stores selling illegal vapes pose safety concerns in their communities.
The holiday season is seen as a time for socializing with family and friends, but the stress, loneliness, and financial worries that accompany the holidays can trigger a relapse for some Tennesseans with substance addictions. According to 2023 analysis from America's Health Rankings, about 15% of Tennessee adults report binge drinking. Cooper Zelnick is the CEO of Groups Recover Together, a national provider of outpatient addiction treatment. He says the holidays can be either a time of increased risk or a turning point toward recovery.
This is a disease of isolation. The disease makes you think and feel that you're the only person who's ever had this experience. You're not. So reaching out, being honest about what you're going through and asking for help is the best suggestion for folks who are struggling.
Tennessee provides the Red Line, a 24-hour toll-free hotline that connects residents with treatment and recovery resources for alcohol and drug addiction. Massachusetts retailers are asking for federal guidance regarding cash transactions following the Trump administration's move to end penny production.
While the penny remains legal tender, business owners have reported a recent shortage in circulation, forcing them to create their own price rounding practices. Bill Rennie with the Retailers Association of Massachusetts says it's been especially challenging for small business owners.
So if we have one standard, consistent policy that consumers and retailers know and can follow, it would be a pretty seamless adoption.
A recent survey found a majority of the nation's largest retailers face significant coin shortages, while two-thirds say they're rounding transactions to the benefit of customers. The Trump administration moved to end penny production in February, citing the high cost, but calls for direction have gone unanswered so far. I'm Catherine Carley.
This is Joe Ullery for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.